And talking of things going on, it surely hasn't escaped your notice that we are almost into April. And that, of course, means April Fool's Day, doesn't it? But what are the origins of this particular day? It seems that they may have been lost in the mists of time, although there are many theories, and here's Dorothy with some of them.
Some historians speculate that April Fool's Day dates back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian to Gregorian calendar. In the Julian calendar, as in the Hindu calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox around April the 1st. Many people were either slow to get the news or failed to recognise that the new year had moved to January and continued to celebrate during the last week of March through to April the 1st. These people became the butt of jokes and hoaxes and were called April Fools. Pranks included having paper fish placed on their backs and being referred to as Poisson d'Avril, or April fish, said to symbolise an easily caught, gullible person. Historians have also linked the day to festivals such as Hilaria, Latin for joyful, which was celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. It involved people dressing up in disguises and mocking fellow citizens, and was said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris and Seth. There's also speculation that April Fool's Day was tied to the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere when Mother Nature fooled people with unpredictable weather. According to British folklore, April Fool's Day is associated with Gotham in Nottinghamshire and an event from the 13th century. Legend has it King John decided to acquire some of the land of Gotham for a hunting lodge. This was not popular with the townsfolk, and they decided on a plan to dissuade the king. They decided to play the fool, so when the king's men arrived in the town, they found people doing all sorts of crazy things, such as trying to drown fish. This was enough for the king's men to counsel the king to choose somewhere else, as Gotham was obviously inhabited by madmen. Ever since then, April Fool's Day has commemorated their trickery. However, the first recorded reference to April Fool's Day in Britain wasn't until 1686, when writer John Aubrey referred to Fool's Holy Day. It would appear, however, that by this time traditions were well established. The edition of Dork's newsletter on April the 2nd, 1698, reported that yesterday, being the first day of April, several persons were sent to the tar ditch to see the lions washed. This event was a popular prank in London during the 18th and 19th century, the time when April Fool's Day spread throughout Britain. Unsuspecting gullible people were invited to view the annual ceremony of the washing of the lions at the Tower of London. They would make the trip to find that there was no such ceremony and they had been sent on a fool's errand. In Scotland, the tradition became a two-day event, starting with hunting the gowk, in which people were sent on phony errands. This was followed by Tailey Day, which involved pranks played on people, pinning fake tails or kick-me signs to their bottoms. In modern times, people have gone to great lengths to create elaborate hoaxes. Newspapers, radio, TV station, and websites have participated in reporting outrageous fictional claims. In 1957, the BBC Panorama programme reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed people harvesting noodles from trees. The BBC switchboard was inundated by calls asking where they could purchase the plants, so they had to own up the next day. The BBC enjoys a good prank, and in 1965 it was at it again, with Smell-O-Vision. A trial was announced whereby smells were to be broadcast along with regular TV shows. Many viewers declared the trial a success. In 2008, the BBC reported that during filming for their natural history series, Miracles of Evolution, they had captured footage of flying penguins. Presenter Terry Jones was seen walking with the penguins in Antarctica and then following their flight to the Amazon rainforest, where the penguins would spend the winter basking in the tropical sun. The video went viral. For the average trickster, though, there is always the classic prank of covering the toilet with plastic wrap or swapping around the sugar and salt. But don't forget, traditionally, a prank can only be pulled before midday. Otherwise, you are the April Fool.
Thank you, Dorothy. I do hope none of us get caught out on the 1st of April.